It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, and we're down in the 26th and 27th verse, but we're going to read verse 14 first to kind of refresh our minds of where we're at here with this tremendous message that Peter has given to the Jews. And so please open your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. We're going to begin reading with verse 14. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address, Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. Please take a look at those and enjoy them, grow, and come to know the Lord Jesus through them, I hope. And so please that you take a look at those. And then also, if you'd like to email us, you could email us at parkviewbible@gmail.com. or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one is just fine. So I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We are in Acts chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 14, and then we're going to jump all the way down to verse 24. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, "Ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words." Then down to verse 24, and it says, "Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foreknew the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life, and thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, that he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, in seeing this, before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." We're going to end the reading with verse 31 there and begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have this opportunity to come together, to rejoice, and just we love your word. We love growing. We love taking each and every step. So Father, please just guide and lead us through this study, that we will not miss anything that we need to hear today. Every day we could read the same scripture day after day, and it would apply to our hearts in a different way. It's such a joy, Father, to be able to hear from you, to hear your precious word, to apply it to our hearts. And so thank you, Father. Just guide and lead us now today, and again, speak to our hearts, please. Bring those that do not know you as their Savior. And so many folks, Father, are so religious and work so hard to please you, and we need to serve you, Father, but we need first to come by faith to you and trust in you as our Savior. And it's not by works. It's by your grace. So please, that we heed the call and say yes to you. We need to have our sins forgiven, and we need the sweet, sweet salvation that you give us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The reason I kind of want to start with the 14th verse is we need to be reminded of what Peter is doing here. Peter is proclaiming the greatest message that man has ever taught. Now, the Lord Jesus taught many a study and a message proclaiming himself and his word, and it is beyond any man's ability. But Peter here stands before the Jews, stands before Jerusalem, and proclaims to them concerning this Messiah, the one that has been living, died, crucified, risen Lord. That's who Peter's introducing here. And so we don't want to miss this. And he goes through a lot of history with Israel in order for them to see and understand that we are talking about this man named Jesus. He is our Messiah. He did die on the cross. He took your sins away. Because, you see, it wasn't long before that they were crying, Hosanna, then crying, crucify him. And now he stands before them at the day of Pentecost, which, again, the reason that it was so clear, and they can't understand how that they're able to hear all these words so clearly, and it's because of the ability of the Holy Spirit to speak in all these dialects properly so that everyone could go home with this true message. Would be no consideration or no concern that they misunderstood, because everything was crystal clear to them. Now, whether they believed it or not, whether they went home and spoke of it, we don't know. But we do know that it was spoken so clearly that everyone understood. And so it was a beautiful message. And so I want you to see that. And now we've come and we've had a wonderful study all the way down here through verse 25. And now we're to verse 26. Therefore did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad, moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. We've got some beautiful verses of Scripture. Now, we started the study, or ended the study last time, with Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. So we're going to reread that, because this one is so important. Ezekiel 36, 26, a new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. What a wonderful promise that God has given to Ezekiel. A new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. For us to be born again, John chapter 3, verse 3, you must be born again. Jesus and Nicodemus had that conversation, and Nicodemus didn't understand. But these words that God told Ezekiel, oh, wonderful words, because it's words of truth, words of power. And so please that you will hear it. You will understand that you need a new heart. You need the Holy Spirit to come to live within your heart, because right now you've got the spirit of the devil. He's the one that's guiding you. He's the one that's leading you. That's the reason we got so much corruption and everything that's going on in this world today. It just, every time you hear the news, you just can't hardly imagine that things could be how can it get so bad? Well, it's because many, and maybe yourself, refuse to say yes to the Lord Jesus. I said, no, I know the Lord Jesus. I've trusted in him. When you say you've trusted in him, does that truly mean that the Spirit of God has convicted your heart of your sin? You've recognized that you're lost, and it broke your heart when you realized who you are. And then that same sweet Spirit, he introduces to you the Savior, the Lord Jesus. And that's when you say, yes, Jesus, please save me. I hope that you have taken care of that, and that it's much more than just an experience, a religious experience that you've had by going to church, and the songs were good, and the music, the preaching. Oh, it moved me so. Did it move you to repent? Because that's what it needs to do. It needs to repent. So please, with this, back in Ezekiel 36:26, a new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Please trust in the Lord Jesus. Let's go back to 2 Peter. This one, too, we did read at just the very close. And so we're going to read this, and then we're going to go on to Hebrews and to Psalms and back to Proverbs. And we just got so many beautiful verses of Scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, my dear friend, it's the only way you can escape the old corrupt soul, the old corruption that's... You're condemned already, the Scripture says. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him. Given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, a new heart, the Spirit coming to live within our hearts. Please listen to that. Let's go back now to Psalms. Psalms 23, a very familiar scripture verse. Psalm 23, verse 4. Very familiar. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. There's only one way that he is with you, and that's if you're born again. That's if you have the new heart. That's if you've accepted those promises that God has given us. Please, trust in him. Back in Acts here, it says in verse 26, chapter 2, therefore did my heart rejoice. My tongue was glad. The tongue brings forth what's in your heart. That's the reason sometimes when somebody is a little on the angry side, that they'll say something and it'll come out of their mouth, you think, oh, I never thought they would say something like that. Well, I'm sad to say that what you've just found out is what's in their heart. When they get angry, sometimes they have a little trouble covering it. And so here comes the truth. And so I want you to see that, because here it says, therefore did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad, uttered the truth, uttered what was in your heart. Let's go to Proverbs. Then we're going to go back to Psalms again. So if you held your hand back in Psalms, why keep it there, please? And we're going to go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of my feet, and let all thy ways be established, and turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. That comes the day that you trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Proverbs. Let's go back to Psalms chapter 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Oh, we need to rejoice, and we need to speak what's in our heart. And I pray that what's in your heart is the joy of the Lord. Joy of the Lord. Back to Acts chapter 2, verse 26. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also, my flesh shall rest in hope. My flesh. The flesh refers to the body. This time it refers to the body. So, my body, I will commit to the grave. With a knowledge, with a knowing, with an expectation of what's to come. That is with the firm belief that it will not see corruption. Yes, we know, because let's just go over to verse 31 here. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Our hope is the same hope. We see and face a physical death. Our body deteriorates, and we can be thankful that we see a physical death, because it takes us from this body to another. And yes, there is a period of time, a lapse of time there, from the time that we face death, and this old flesh, it becomes dust. It goes back to the earth. But our soul, the scripture says, is asleep. Now, that doesn't mean that we do not acknowledge what's going on after we die, because right now we go right into the presence of the Lord Jesus, our soul does. And so we will have the joy and the fellowship with our Lord until he calls his church home. And when that takes place, then we'll be reunited with our body. Only it's going to be a glorified body. It's going to be a body like our Lord and Savior possesses. What a wonderful, wonderful day that will be. But we need to understand the steps here, because the promise that the Lord has given, as it says, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. It also, in seeing this before, verse 31, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Now, we're going to spend some time talking about this term called hell. We can call it Hades. We can call it the center of the earth. But understand, my friend, that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead, and so will we be. His promise is for us. Jesus rose from the dead, and so will we. Anyone that knows Jesus. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. It says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Now, that's a joy. And in reading Ecclesiastes before that, I always kind of do that. I back up. Look at verse 6. Look at verse 6. "Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return." Oh, what a joy. Yes, this old body is going to break down, and we're going to return back to the earth. But if you know Jesus, if you know Jesus, you're going to return back to God the Father. But please don't miss that. You must know the Lord Jesus. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Hold your place in Acts. Go back to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4, verse 13. "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this I will say, this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." You need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way that you can believe in him and know that you can, that he is your Savior, is if you have recognized that you're lost. That you're lost. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. We've got several verses, wonderful verses of Scripture. Don't miss that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 51 and 52. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss that part about the sin, my friend. You can't just say, yes, I believe in Jesus. It's got to be the Holy Spirit, His Word. Through Him, He will convict you and show you a sinner and bring you to salvation. Let's go back to 1 John. First John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself even as He is pure. What a joy it is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. You know, since Jesus conquered the world, the flesh, the devil, death and hell, the grave, and then ascended in a body of flesh and bones. And then He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. You see, there is a man in heaven, a God-man. Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 3. Who, being the brightness of His glory, an express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. 1 Timothy. Chapter 2. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Every believer has the same hope. What a joy it is to come by faith to Jesus. I don't want you to miss that, because so many folks have. They have missed the need to get down on your knees and say, please, please forgive me of my sin and save me. 1 Corinthians 15, 53, as we have read, for this corruptible is put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality. What a joy it is to come by faith and to be saved. And so we come back now, and we're just the same as out of time. But we have talked about the flesh. Now verse 27, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. This means immortal. This means the invisible part of man. It means that that will not give me over to or allow the power of hell to take me. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?